Okay, this episode of Dirt Check contains mature subject matter like drugs and alcohol and all that nasty stuff. So if you don't like it, turn off. If you don't want none of that, turn off. Get out, hit the road, Jack.
Don't want none of that? Go watch Paw Patrol.
Yeah. Noah produced Paw Patrol.
Noah did.
House Dad produced Paw Patrol. So that's our disclaimer.
Shout out Noah Siegel.
Yeah. Okay, welcome to another episode, a very late episode. It's 10 o'clock and this thing's due in 2 hours of still Dart Check.
Haven't decided on a different name yet.
I was telling our graphic designer today, I was like, I think we're just going to stick with Dart Check. So thanks. So what is Dart Check? It's the show where we do a top five, today bottom five. And every week it's different. And we give our lists and everybody has to vote on the best list. And yeah, I'm Sam. Who am I with here? Who do we have? Ewan, how are you doing?
I'm good. I just saw the new Batman commercial on TV. I'm very excited.
Apparently has very good reviews, very good early reviews from critics.
I don't know how I feel about Robert Pattinson as Batman, though.
Seems Robert Pattinson looks like my professor tomorrow.
I mean, there's potential there. It just doesn't really seem like his style.
But he's a good actor. You'll have to watch it.
Have you seen The Lighthouse?
I have not.
Man, with Willem Dafoe, he's pretty Batman-y in it.
Willem Dafoe is very weird.
Hey.
I like him.
No, he's good. He's a really good actor.
Yeah. He hosted SNL and he was too good. Like, he was just too good on the show. It wasn't really funny.
Guys, we actually have an ad for today, a little sponsor.
We do.
Lucas. That's Lucas, yeah. You hear.
This is Lucas, and today's episode of Dart Check is brought to you by Reed and Rhodes Percussion Studio. Learn how to clap and beat your drums with precision.
That is
how clearly, do I sign up?
That's clearly a music store.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No, what else could it be?
Use promo code DARTCHECK for 2 months premium free.
Yep. Especially around Valentine's Day.
Wow.
All right, Serena. You're sitting in the crayon room. How about you introduce our topic?
Okay. And yourself.
Okay.
And yourself too.
Okay, I'm Serena. And today's topic is, I thought you already said it, though. Our bottom five things that start with the letter T.
Sam put a lot of thought into this one.
Sam just mentioned that today was a bottom five. He didn't actually introduce the subject.
I'd say a topic. You tripping, girl.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe you're high off your dab pen.
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Too many hits.
What?
I said too many hits. Just kidding. Don't do drugs.
But,
if you want.
If it's illegal and you're of age, then
go for it.
Drugs.
Legalize cocaine.
Somebody gets it. That's what I'm talking about.
Legalize. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
This guy got sad. He made me have to edit face.
All right. Well, that was like 8 minutes and 40 seconds in. Okay. I gotta
this guy got so sad.
I'm going to start with my list.
Please.
Lucas, you're in timeout until we're 11 minutes in.
Okay.
My bottom five things that start with the letter T. Five will be like, you know, I don't mind it that much in the terms of this list. And then one, I'm like, whoa. Okay. Number five, tetanus. Look, you know, it can get dangerous on the playground at school. You don't want to get cut and be like, hey, I think I'm dying, you know? So get your tetanus shots. Well, obviously, like, I'm anti-vax, pro-trucker convoy, so I don't support that stuff. But tetanus, go for it. Oh, Lucas, you raise your hand. Please.
Yeah, so tetanus is the rust one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Any further questions?
That's all.
Okay. My number four. So now we're starting to get, like, I'm starting to get a little irritated with these. Is tag. Like, I like playing tag when I was not it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I got to go around chasing people, like, dog, I'm retired. I don't want to be going around chasing people trying to tag you. Be like, you know, I'm not it. You're it. No touchbacks.
So you're saying you're not fast enough.
Of tetanus?
If you're dying of tetanus, no brainer. You're done. But I am fast enough. I just don't play those childish games.
Buddy, if you're in, like, primary school and you're playing tag and not manhunt, like, your school's probably a little slow anyway.
That's true. You ever play Sandman?
Yes. Sandman?
Yeah. I hated Sandman.
No. I was so good at Sandman.
Did you ever play Police et Valeur?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Cops and Robbers was a wonderful game.
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
What the f- I'm 5 minutes behind in my stream, and I just got the notification that the Leafs won. Yeah, it's
5-3.
That's ridiculous.
Thank you so much for not dropping an F-bomb before.
I was so... My night is ruined. My least favorite thing that starts with T is to shitty Wi-Fi.
11:30.
Write it down.
11:30. They won't have to open a Pro Tools session tonight, but looks like I am.
We're getting there.
My number three is this group.
Leaving.
No, you stay. My number three is a tea, like the beverage, just because I'm a coffee guy. I'm a black coffee, straight up, shaken, not stirred. You know what I'm saying? Give it to me. Not tea, though. I need coffee. Don't give me none of that tea, you know what I mean? I want on that green tea. I get my caffeine from...
Tea's gross.
Yeah, no. That's why I don't want it. I get my caffeine from Colombian coffee beans.
Choose your next words carefully.
Do you know what I'm saying? My number two is... the second word starts with T. Horse tranquilizer. You know, you never know what people are putting in weed these days. They're lacing it. You're at the wrong house party, bucko. It could be lights out. You know what I mean?
Yep. I actually, sorry to interrupt. I saw a billboard when I was in Florida about, like, fentanyl. Like, they made a billboard and it's like, hey, don't do fentanyl.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one.
Another good
fentanyl.
Another good billboard I saw, it was like right on the highway too. The thing was massive. It was like, shoot machine guns today. And it was like Machine Gun USA. And it was like this girl holding like a fully automatic rifle.
Buddy, awesome. I don't support like all these wild gun laws in the States. Like I'm pretty liberal. That being said, if I was American and I was a grandfather, I would get my 8-year-old granddaughter the biggest possible gun. I think that would be hilarious. Throw that in the Christmas album. Like, oh, this is little Susie with her 85-pound assault rifle.
Weighs twice as much as she does.
I would love that. That's the cutest photo ever, in my opinion.
Low standards.
But only if you were American. In Canada?
Yeah, it never doesn't count.
No.
It wouldn't happen.
No, didn't even cross his mind.
Don't legalize guns in Canada.
My number one thing that I hate the most with the letter T is my teacher from fourth grade. His name was Mr. Laurent Poisson. His last name was Fish. And he, one day, like, I wasn't a good kid by any means in school. And he punished me about detention and stuff. And, there was one day where, like, I said something in class, and then dude just snapped on me. And he basically said in front of the whole class, he's like, we didn't even know if you're going to grade 5. I'm like, dog, there's like 25 other kids here, like, right now. You could just pulled me aside, you know? So, with all due respect, I'm already editing. That guy.
You should write down that timestamp.
Yeah.
1455. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Since my name starts with S and it's close to T, and Serena's name starts with S and it's close to T, we're going to let Lucas share his list.
All right. Awesome. I'm so ready for this. I made this list about 12 minutes ago.
So three and a half minutes into the call?
Right. Okay, so I do have an honorable mention, and it's taxes. Because I am fairly broke, I do get most of it back, but it's also a little bit of an irritant to see how much money I lose per paycheck, especially because the golf club I work at just introduced gratuities, so that all gets taxed as well, which sucks. But honorable mention, because I usually get most of it back. But my number five is toddlers. Oh. Really loud, don't contribute much. Kids really aren't that cool until they're about eight. So can kind of just skip the whole toddler thing. It's not very helpful for anybody. A lot of stress for parents. Terrible, I wouldn't know.
Terrible too, as they say.
Yeah. Number four, I have Trump. He made some recent comments about some stuff going on that wasn't very cool. But to save Sam some editing, I won't get into it, but not a great guy. done lots of questionable things with questionable people. Stormy Daniels.
And Jeffrey Epstein.
That too. But yeah, Trump, not a great guy. Number four. Okay. Number three, I have Todd Bertuzzi. don't have to say much about this one.
Yep.
Not a great guy.
No.
But shout out to the Steve Moore Foundation, RTA 106.
Huge shout out.
They're doing big things.
Throwback to the OG days.
Did you say 106?
There it is.
All right.
It was RTA 108, not 106.
No, it was,
No, that's what I said.
I'd know because all of our names in Ewan's phone are Lucas 108, Sam 108, and Serena 108.
Have you changed them?
How do you change them? You go to contacts.
No, I said, did you change them?
Have you changed them?
Oh, no. I mean, right. Serena's last name sends me for an absolute sausage. Like, I'm in the eighth row trying to spell that.
You don't have to put my last name. How many Serenas do you know?
Just throw Martinelli in there and see. One,
but I would love to meet Serena Williams. Like, yo, break up with the Reddit dude. I'm here, you know.
Crazy.
So I'm keeping the main Serena spot open for her.
So my number two is the amount of times that Sam goes to the washroom in a day.
That's a good one.
Well, other than the number one thing that I'm going to list, nothing makes me more angry than the fact that half the time I spend with Sam is spent alone because he's going to the washroom. Whether it be at Starbucks, in class this morning, at any time.
No, you're just upset because he didn't wash out your formula bottle.
Anyways, different topic.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom at every location we have been at.
I'm convinced you've been to the washroom at every location you've been ever.
This is true.
So yeah, number two, the amount of times that Sam goes to the washroom.
Thanks for repeating.
And the only thing that starts with T that bothers me more than that is toes. I hate feet.
Oh, you don't like toes?
I hate toes. I can't stand them. So gross. If I could live without toes, I honestly would.
But if like the little piggy went to the market.
No, they can all go to the market. I don't want them.
The little piggy stay home.
No, none of them are staying home. They're all kicked out of the house.
This little piggy did taxes with toddlers. And this little piggy, Mike Tyson.
Damn. But yeah, number one is toes. They're gross. I hate them. Only thing that pisses me off when they say I'm going to the washroom 500 times a day.
Okay. We know that's your number two.
I know, but I just want to hammer it in there that you go to the you go to the washroom a lot.
Dude, you already know you're not getting my vote.
Right. It's okay. Because I'm Lucas, feel confident you're getting my vote. Serena and Uwan.
Okay. All right. Who wants to go next? Ewan or Serena? Whoever says anything first.
Toes.
Go ahead, Ewan.
All right, Ewan's up.
All right. My list took me a very long time. I suggested it, but then I realized this is kind of whack.
How long did it take? Like 10 minutes?
Probably spent a good 5 to 4, I did like 5 to 2. I did in a chunk of like 10 minutes. And then between 2 and 1, it took me a good like 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
Our episode isn't even that long.
At number 5, I have tonsillitis. I've never had tonsillitis, but I saw this girl who did once and I was like, that's brutal. She sounded like a smoker who'd been punched in the throat. So don't want tonsillitis ever.
Like a smoker with the hole and then you punch the hole, but like part of your knuckle goes through and you start
also
feeling esophagus.
That also begins with T, tracheotomy. Those are pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Saw a guy at a mall once with one and he like had a tube in it. I almost threw up my New York fries.
Do you have these shoes in size 12?
That also starts with a T, thrown up New York fries. Number 4, I have taxes. Lucas's honorable mention.
Nice.
I don't mind taxes. You know, if I pay for a nice tax and they fix the Gardner Expressway, I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. But yesterday I was driving down Eglinton and I got to see that friggin'
we'll let it slide
above ground subway line.
That's what me and Lucas saw today.
I realized I spent 2 hours working at the cheese store and all my taxes went to some like fat cow to just sit there and drink a coffee as he didn't build this subway. And then that just rolled and I'm like, wait, why aren't there new subways on the East West line? Because they literally don't fit the tunnel because our government is corrupt. That's okay, though. I hate taxes. Number 3, tobacco companies.
You're not getting my vote.
They have a great product. They have a great product.
Okay.
That being said, the companies themselves are a little bit crooked.
Okay.
If you make a flavor called like child friendly cherry Garcia bomb vanilla extract and you're like, no, we're not targeting children. It's like, okay, bud. So they're crux, but great products.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Number, I'm going up, right? I'm going 5 to 1.
Yeah.
How else were you reading it?
Well, if it's bottom 5, maybe you're going in like the negatives, whatever. Number 2.
My negative 3?
Number 2, I have total organ failure.
That's pretty serious.
That's quite specific, too.
I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but more of the reason is there's an app called Plague Inc. where you have to kill the world. And if you don't get the total organ failure, you kind of just fail and you need DNA points. So it can be very frustrating if you don't fail everyone's organs.
That game is brutal.
Because it's like chess. It takes a very long time.
How do you even find a game like that?
It's pretty popular. How do you find someone who hasn't heard of it? That's the real question.
I haven't heard of it.
Well, it's not available in French.
Oh. It took you 45 minutes to figure out that was your number 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then at number 1, I have turnips.
Turnips took you 45 minutes.
I have no shame in that. I hate them. I don't know the difference between a turnip and a radish. They're both awful. Hmm.
I'll eat either.
I hate them.
Yeah. Well, I really thought you put total organ failure ahead of
turnips.
And taxes.
Priorities.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid list, I think. I think we all have good lists so far, except for Lucas's number 2.
What was Lucas's number 2? Oh, Sam Pien.
Going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
my turn?
Yeah. Serena's. Okay. You're up.
Okay. And number 5, I
wait, 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 wait. Is this going to be a potato list?
I'm not saying.
Okay, good.
I don't say anymore.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Okay. Number 5, I have times tables because I hate math. And like, you know, when you were in elementary school and they made you do like the, like, it was like a competition.
Yeah.
Like if you finished first, you were like elite.
Like gassed up for the rest of the day.
I was never the first. So.
Were you last though?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did you guys ever like, when you were in primary school and you were going outside to play in the snow, would you guys like low-key like, subconsciously race about who can get their snow stuff on the fastest?
Yeah. You have to be like front of the line.
Yeah.
I typically didn't bring snow stuff to school because I would just play basketball in that area. You didn't need snow stuff.
Cool kids underdressed for the weather.
Shorts in November.
That's true.
Flip flops.
Tarps off at Christmas.
But no, that's super fair. The 7 times tables haunted me as a kid.
They're horrible.
8 times 7, I think I got wrong for the first 9 years of my life.
Is it I don't even know what that is.
Word on the street, yes.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Number 4, I have trap houses because, you know, if you watched Euphoria, like nothing good comes out of a trap house. So, but we don't have to talk about that.
What if it's a trap home?
No.
That's different. That's like there's meaning to that.
Yeah, it's a home. It's like family. Trap house, unacceptable.
Yeah.
Respectable. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 3, I have throw up because who wants to throw up? And if you throw up in front of me, I will throw up on you.
And if don't you pukes alone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta go pull trig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 2, I have the Titanic just because it's literally at the bottom of the ocean. So
clever.
I thought it was fitting.
Yeah. Oh, not the movie, the actual boat.
Yeah, the actual boat.
Oh, that's, I thought the movie.
That's super meta. That's
no, the actual meta. Boat.
That's good.
Yeah. And number 1, I actually have taxes because F taxes. Nobody likes taxes.
Thank you for censoring.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is it bad that all 3 of you said taxes and I didn't even think of it?
You enjoy paying your taxes.
Judging by the home that you live in,
you don't got to worry about
losing taxes. Money isn't an issue for you.
Yeah, but like, I'm kind of here on my own, though.
True.
Yeah, see?
True. But you have Elevation Pictures co-leader, so.
Co-founder.
It's not what Google right. said.
Well, maybe the guy himself is enough of a source.
Or maybe he's boosting.
You're boosted?
No, Wikipedia is always right.
Wikipedia said co-leader, not co-founder.
Well, Wikipedia also said that this guy that I interviewed wrote for SNL. And I was like, what was it like writing for SNL? He's like, actually, I don't. I was like, oh. So we can't
trust Wikipedia. You have to edit that out.
I didn't say anything.
I
put a gun to my temple and I did not pull a trigger.
Allegedly.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Okay, so we got some pretty good lists. I think this is a pretty solid one. Like, I don't know if one is like outweighing all the others. I think everybody's was pretty good.
Yeah, but, to be fair, I don't think anybody had like a busted list this week.
No.
I'm gonna come out and say it. Lucas probably had the best list, and then his number 1 should have been a top 5. So he just lost me.
Toes. Jesus. So who are you voting for, Uwan?
Honestly, hot take. I'm voting for Samuel Bird. I like the tea pick.
Yeah, eh?
It is the soup of liquids. It doesn't taste good and it smells phenomenal. Just catfish my nose. Hate tea.
Yeah.
Ewan, I have a counter proposal though.
No. Well, you can't do that.
Will you show me your toes?
You can't do that.
No, listen, listen.
Yeah, whip out your toes.
No, hey, that won't happen.
Hey.
But what I mean is that tea can also be associated with tea bagging. And as somebody who plays video games and sends crude Xbox messages, you can understand the joy that comes from tea bagging.
Nobody wants to get tea bagged.
Having spent my time banned on Xbox, I am now a reformed person.
Nice, Lucas. You really got in there with that one. Yeah,
that was convincing.
I tried.
I found God.
I'm going to cast my vote. I'm going to have to say, you know what? Your number 4 really hit home, Serena. So I'm going to have to vote for you.
Thank you.
Because I'll, and you 4, I told Lucas about it today. It was like, pop, pop, pop. It was like, Ash, open the door, man. I'm not playing around.
He's a kid and he's dead. Pop. And he's 13. Lucas, you want to cast your vote?
No, I'd like you to go first.
Okay. I think we all had really good lists. So this is hard. But from the moment I heard it, I knew I was going to vote for Lucas's list solely because of your number 2, because it's relatable. The amount of times I had to move my legs for you to get through today, Annoying. I drink a lot of water.
I do.
So do I.
Not as much as me.
I think the problem is that you're old and suffering incontinence.
Yeah, he can't like hold it.
That's true.
It's like an old person.
Okay, that's Lucas, please.
Lucas?
This is going to get controversial because I was going to vote for Ewan. And that means we all have one vote.
It's 1-1-1-1.
Not again.
Damn.
Articles.
I don't like these tiebreakers.
Okay. Me neither.
God, we don't even have a tiebreaker like prepared.
I have one, but I don't think you can put it in.
Go on.
Me or Lucas?
No, you said you have one, Sabrina.
No, Lucas has to vote. Or did you vote?
Just voted for Ewan.
Oh, sorry.
Did you miss that whole section?
Yeah, I did.
What's your tiebreaker?
It's tied.
Terrorist.
Osama.
That starts with O.
Is it not just the first one to say her category?
No.
No. Like another bad thing that starts with T.
Okay, terrorists. Lucas, what about you?
Oh, why are you making me go second?
Because I looked at your square on the screen first.
Okay, fine. This water bottle that had breast milk.
Oh.
Oh.
Ewan doesn't get it, though, because we didn't come
across. Yeah.
I showed the packets. He knows what's up.
Bro, don't come to class tomorrow.
Can you bring four water bottles filled with that and we all just drink them?
I think that'd be a waste.
My vote is the subway system.
No, that's like essential.
And Ewan already kind of mentioned that when he said taxes. He kind of got into that. All right, so Sam's out.
Okay.
Top that is bad.
Okay, so it's between Lucas and Serena. I'm gonna vote for Lucas because I hate that breast milk bottle with everything in me. I hate it. Luan?
I'm voting for terrorists because I don't think they're good people.
Okay.
So we have another
tie. It's tied again. Guys.
I have another one that starts with T.
Guy, round two. Run it back.
You ready?
Me and Sam are back in.
Ready? Trafficking.
Wait. Huh? How are Sam and Ewan and Sam? You guys can't be back in.
Yeah, you guys are out.
You guys are out.
Me and Lucas.
Good. There was a four-way tiebreaker and you guys are out. So now it's between me and Serena.
Mine is trafficking.
Like human trafficking.
What other trafficking?
So if we don't vote for you, like,
I think this one, you and Ewan have to come to a unanimous agreement.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I've seen the movie. I've seen Taken.
But if you don't vote for me, then like, do you support trafficking?
I've watched the movie Taken, so I'm an expert.
All right, I wasn't expecting to have another one, but I might just throw away the whole game here and go with tickling. That irks my entire soul when people think tickling's okay.
But that doesn't irk me as much as trafficking, so I'm going to go with Serena.
I mean, what's worse? Where I'm being tickled is definitely relevant.
Tickling or trafficking?
No, bro, like water bottle or terrorism?
You have to be smart.
I'll go with trafficking too. It's quite nasty.
It is bad.
Thanks, guys. Glad trafficking and terrorism got me the win.
Jesus. Okay, folks. Well, you heard it here first. Serena has successfully won this week.
That's two podcasts in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But like not two published podcasts in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so hard to edit, guys.
I know.
I was like, I cannot do this.
I told you the entire time that in person would be a bad idea.
It was such a good one too.
It'll work if we all have to get the kind of wires that plug into here, like the thickies. We just have to get those, plug into this. I hook this up to my computer, and then like this is our sound system, and then I can go, what the dog doing? 21? No, not, you know what I mean?
But first we need a time machine to go back to 2005 to find those cords.
No, it's not
how, maybe no. I can just steal, we can steal them from the Allen slate.
3605. Well, we could record the Allen slate. We could do that. Okay. I'm gonna stop the recording. Thank you very much for tuning into this episode of Dart Check. We'll be back next 2 weeks. We're gonna do bi-weekly. Bless you. We're gonna try book the RCC to record in person. Yeah, okay.